This is Kent Meyer conducting this interview. It is July 14th, 2019. And today I'm interviewing...
Jean Johnston.
And I'm Jeff Rouse.
So, tell me how you first heard about Snow Mountain Ranch and Camp Chief Uray and the YMCA of the Rockies.
So, I learned through my father, who helped work at the Camp Chief Uray when it was over where on Highway 34, where Uray Ranch is now. And we tore out a bunch of bathrooms there and helped them rebuild it in exchange for us being able to horseback ride and do archery and all of the fun events. So we always had to work our way. And then obviously when it moved over to Snow Mountain Ranch, that opened up a whole new part of it for me. So you want to go back and forth?
Or? Yeah, let's go back and forth.
So what I remember is my sister who was attending Texas A&M at the time, I don't know if it was one particular person or if they would come down there as a group and they would recruit people. They were trying to get people interested in coming up in here and working during like spring break. Does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. So she came a few times and just told me how much fun she had up here. So I had to try it out myself. So and I had a great time.
So do you remember when you first came up?
It's going to have to be the early 80s. I can't remember exactly. So
yeah. Good. Was that winter or summer?
I came in the wintertime because I wanted to ski. I wanted to learn how to ski, and that's what I did. I worked in the cafeteria, helping cook and serve food. And then if you got one of those jobs, it was great because you could work in the morning and serve breakfast, and then you could leave during the day and go ski all day, then come back and do dinner. So it was an excellent opportunity.
Yeah,
so,
that's a great deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
Where did you live?
I can't, what were the names?
Blue Ridge.
Which Blue is Ridge the one way down?
Up on the hill.
Yeah. And when were you first here working?
Probably early 80s. Mm-hmm. And my first job was wrangling over at the barn. And we had Sue O'Day as our leader. And we were such a group of misfits. We had one girl, Della Woods, who actually had ridden horses. And the rest of us were just wannabes. And so it was just a really fun time learning how to do all of that. And so we started there, and I did that several summers. So I was doing it as jobs in between college. Mm-hmm. And so I'd come up every summer, and if I was late getting in, then I would end up in housekeeping or whatever slot happened to be open. But it just didn't matter because I just loved it here. So I would do anything.
Good. Where'd you go to college?
CSU. And, yeah.
And where did you go?
I went to Stephen F. Austin. It's in Nacogdoches, Texas.
Nacogdoches, so, you bet. So, do you continue to come up to Snow Mountain Ranch? I mean, you're here today.
So. Yeah, I live in Tabernache
now. Do you?
Yeah, I fell in love with the place, and my dad actually told me a funny story when I moved up. I moved up in 99, and he said, that's the funniest thing, when we were at Chief Uray, you would look at me and you said, I'm going to live here someday and I'm going to ski in the winter and I'm going to ride horses in the summer. And he looked at me and he goes, you made it happen. And he said, you know, I just thought it was some little kid's dream, but it happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't even remember talking about it, but he remembered it. Yeah. And so I guess it was a dream to live up here. And so I finally made it happen in 99 and I've been up here ever since.
Great. Yeah. So you still come out here to ski at Snow Mountain?
Yeah, that's probably what I do primarily here. And then obviously some of the hiking and things like that, but primarily the Nordic skiing.
So I hear you two met at Snow Mountain Ranch?
That's right. Go ahead.
Maybe I'll have one of you leave the room and see if the stories match up on how you met here. Should I do it that way? Or who wants to share the story on how you met?
Like Jeff said, the kitchen job was the best job.
If you wanted to ski.
And were you downstairs or were you
downstairs.
Upstairs? You were downstairs. So I ended up with an upstairs job up with the Aspen Room, back when the Aspen Room was actually a restaurant. And I remember the dumb waiter. We had a dumb waiter that's only for food. And you'd open the door, and here would be Jeff, and he'd be like, or one of the dishwashers or whatever, the basement crew versus the upstairs crew.
You know, I think that's the only time that was ever done, ever, that I heard of.
I'm sure.
Except when everyone else did it.
Yeah. Right. The dumbwaiter got its fair share.
You had to do that.
Yeah. So that winter, you stayed the whole winter. I was only up for winter break, so it was only for 3 weeks for me probably. But, our friendship has managed to last the years.
Since then, yeah. We've stayed in touch. And I come up now with my family, my three children, and we always come in the summertime and do take advantage of all the summer activities that are here at the Y. So that's my time of the year now with the kids to come.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Did you work together any other times?
You only went that one winter,
I
right?
Think it was, yeah, I think I came out for a spring break or something even one time.
Oh, okay.
Or some short, quick little period that they let me work. But that's what I remember.
Yeah, so it was fun coming out over and over because you met new people every time. And sometimes there'd be some of the people you remembered, but usually it was a whole new group of people.
But very long relationships can begin. Yeah. Friendships?
Yes, I have several. One of my friends was supposed to come up from Texas as well, and she couldn't make it. Yeah. But yeah, that one was from my very first year, wrangling, and we've stayed in touch ever since. So yeah, when you made a good friend, they were kind of lifers, life friends. So
yeah, I think it was just the sense of adventure of coming up here. You met people that were a lot like you that wanted to do adventuresome things. So you just saw everybody was kind of alike. So it was easy to make friends because you had the same ideas and same goals, it seemed like. So made lots of good friends here. Really good friends.
So how often do you come up here?
I come up every summer now for the last, nine years I've been coming. So, yeah.
Bring your family.
I bring my family, yeah.
What does your family like to do here?
Everything they can do. The tubing hill, and the zip line, everything. Roller skate, play basketball, anything they can do. It's just getting away from the Texas heat is one of the good points about coming up here. So we take advantage of the cool weather and being outside. It's beautiful. It's great here. So, and a good friend's here, too. So get to see her.
Jean, share another memory with us.
My father was part of helping the YMCA at the Sioux Reservation up in South Dakota. And they don't have a lot of trees on that reservation. And they had a kids' camp, and my dad's heart was to get teepees back into their culture, because without wood, you can't have teepees. So Snow Mountain Ranch had this dense population of trees, and they have to be 30 feet long, but only 4-inch diameter, and they're hard to find. But Snow Mountain had a bulk of them. So I remember telling my dad, you know, we got to come up and see if they'll let us cut the trees down, and we got a whole massive amount of teepee poles. They'll never run out. And so we did. We came up. We had a whole bunch of people come cut a ton of trees down, and several trips of shaving them and getting them down, and then they trucked them off to South Dakota, and that became the first summer camp with teepees. And then, I don't know, maybe every 5 years or 10 years we would come back and again replenish the supply of the teepee poles for them, and that was such a blessing because they were just perfect. And then the beetles came and took that resource away. However, they're coming back. So
I have to tell you, that's when I first met your dad, is when he came up here to get teepee poles, and I'm now a trustee of the Sioux YMCA. He connected me up there, so I go up to Dupree and work with them too.
Yeah.
Awesome. But we don't have the poles anymore. Yeah. But that's a great memory.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask if there's any family traditions that your family has when they come here. Anything that we're going to do this, you know, beyond just the activities.
I'm
is there
think if
a special meal that you always have to have?
No, there's not any one thing in particular. We just try to take advantage of everything we can while we're up here. So That's the main thing we do, is just have lots of fun.
Okay. So for both of you, your final thoughts, what do you want Snow Mountain Ranch to be in the future?
It's an amazing Christian organization, and you can feel it here through the staff and things like that. They're helpful and they're friendly, and I just hope that they can keep that piece of it as well as just keeping it very family-oriented and open to so many new things. We just were walking down and saw the bike trail. And I had never noticed that before either. So it's so fun each time coming up and seeing there's something new again, and the use of the land and wise, though it's, you know, not destructive. And so hopefully maintain that.
I would just add, I agree with everything Jean said, but just that the opportunity for college age kids, it's just a great place for them to come and get experience. For some of them, it's like their degree, what they're studying in college. I've talked to a lot of kids here, and this is just some place they come and as a part of their schooling and just for fun. So I just like that whole young, enthusiastic group of people that are always here working, that are so friendly and nice to kids and adults and everybody. They just like they want to have as much fun as you do. So I love that about the Y.
Great. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with me and sharing about Snow Mountain Ranch.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah, that was